So before we begin this podcast, I just wanted to say this podcast is not meant to offend, defame, or slander anybody, any organization, or any person in particular throughout history. This is all just to explain a political or historical event that have been scandalous and what happened through to that person or throughout that event and what's his legacy today. That's all. Thank you.
Welcome to Scandals of History, everyone. How are you guys doing?
They're not going to answer back. Did you just say, hi, how you doing?
Okay, as always, we're with our anonymous guest. Anonymous guest, I should have said.
It's not that hard of a word.
Sorry about that for not giving an episode, but it won't happen again. Well, it probably will, but I'm going to make sure that an episode gets out every week. So today we're going to talk about President Grover Cleveland, the only president yet to have two non-consecutive terms. So let's get into it.
Can you pronounce your words, please? Like, you need to learn to pronounce your words.
I'm sorry.
Honestly. Is that inappropriate of me to say?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, honestly.
So it was the election, 1884 U.S. presidential election. Senator from Maine, James G. Blaine of the Republican Party, was running against Democratic candidate, Governor of New York, Grover Cleveland. As any election goes, politics gets dirty, and both campaigns were slandering each other with the worst of evidence.
You know what I think?
What?
At least they didn't have sex with their horse. That's a little callback to
that. I don't think Caligula had sex with his horse.
As I was saying, don't interrupt me, that was a callback to last episode, where we talked about how Caligula had sex.
Last episode was Marilyn Monroe and President Kennedy.
Oh. See, that's how dumb that episode was. I forgot all about it. That's a callback to two episodes ago with Caligula and his horse that he had sex with. I think he had sex with that horse. I hope Grover Cleveland didn't have sex with his horse.
Well, going on with what happened,
Senator Blaine. What's that called? What's that called, by the way, when you
have sex with your animal?
No, I know that's called bestiality. I've seen Beauty and the Beast. No, I'm talking about when you, like, have a sexual perversion for horses. Equestrian phobia?
Like a fetish for horses?
There's a term.
Like you have a sexual attraction towards horses.
Equestrian. Yeah, that's going to be on your search history now. Equestrian sex. Attraction for horses.
Okay. The first thing that comes up is a married man has told of his sexual attraction to horses.
Well, clearly there's not a term for it, so I'll coin it. Equestrian. Because that's a horse. Equestrian.
Equestrian club is like when you ride horses professionally.
It's exactly what I'm talking about. You're riding a horse's cock. Anyway, back to the story.
So Senator Blaine was accused of bribery. He would give out favors using his political position just for a quick buck. Also, this was used to hurt Blaine's reputation, but Cleveland had much to worry about when news came of him fathering a child out of wedlock and also abandoning that child.
Ooh.
So at the time, it was taken to be false or taken as a mistake, or people did not care about it because women did not have that much power back then. And now, years later, it's confirmed as true that was his child. So
Wait. How many years later?
Well, today we can confirm that that's his child. I don't know specifically when they confirmed it, but Cleveland later did say that he was the father, and then in the later years, his legacy was taken as that woman was a prostitute, or rumors that just to downplay that woman and just to, like, give him a better reputation. But now we can go back and say it's true because of the facts that have been told.
Okay.
So 10 years earlier, in 1874, a woman named Maria Halpin, who was a 38-year-old widow, she was known for sleeping with Buffalo businessmen. Some of the men she slept with were friends of Grover Cleveland.
Yeah.
And Cleveland was unmarried and pursued Maria. So this is the story of how
Do you have
went.
A picture of her?
Yeah, I'll pull it up right now.
You should really, like, get a picture of these people before.
That's what she looked like.
Oh, okay. She's, you know what, considering the fact that they had very lower standards for hygiene at the time, she's actually pretty good looking for her, you know, era.
Yeah, I'm put the picture on our Insta page, Scandals of History.
I'm pretty sure other women during this time were suffering from dysentery, correct? Oklahoma Trail, isn't that this time?
1874, I don't think that was Oklahoma Trail.
You took AP US History, tell me.
I don't know, you want to search it up?
No, that's pointless. Just let's get back to the fact that he had sex with her. Yeah, Oklahoma Trail, what?
All right, going back to it.
Yeah, see.
So he was Sheriff Cleveland, and on the night of December 14th, 1873, he asked Maria Halpin to dinner. She said no, but Cleveland persisted. They had dinner at the Ocean Dining Hall and Oyster House.
Can I just say something? I want all the men out there who are currently pursuing anyone.
Simps.
No, that's not what I was going to say, but, you know, you can call them simps. I consider it courting. Because I'm from this era. No, but going back to that statement, she said no, but Cleveland persisted. Buddies, you know, if you ask out someone, you ask a girl out, or you ask if you can buy drinks for her, if she says no, you don't persist. Respect the no. No is no, yes is yes. Okay? If she's not interested, move on, big guy. There's bigger and better things out there. She wants someone else. That's perfectly fine. This is the way the world works.
Way to give some advice during cuffing season. Yeah.
Cuffing season.
It's cuffing season now. Oh. Yeah.
Well.
So, do you want to... Are you in a relationship or do you want to get cuffed? You really froze up when I had talked about that. You just looked at me and said, oh, well, you have anything to say? You're completely frozen.
Why are you talking to me about relationships? I know your past relationship
history. Oh, God, okay.
Yeah.
So after dinner, they went to a boarding house where Maria lived with her son. Maria said Cleveland went inside her room and aggressively put himself on her.
Yeah.
According to the Tribune, Maria said, quote, the incident that transpired there was not consensual. He was forceful and violent. She alleged and later promised to ruin her if she went to the authorities. So that's from the newspaper, the Tribune, when they interviewed Maria Halpin. So after...
Did this man become our president?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. This man was in office?
Yeah.
Oh.
After she had the child, the child was taken out of her custody. Then she was admitted to the Providence Asylum. The attending physician, Dr. King, stated later that she was only there for a few days when they realized there was nothing wrong with her. When Maria Halpin left, she tried her best to seek custody of her son, Oscar Folsom Cleveland, and reparations from President Cleveland of his heinous actions. She worked with Milo Whitney, a Buffalo attorney.
Can I know what Cleveland looked like at this time? Not the son, but Grover Cleveland. Like, what did he look like during this time? Oh, he looked like that?
Yeah.
Freaking loser, dude. All right. I mean, he's got a nice beard, but that's it.
So according to Whitney, Maria... Halpin. According to the lawyer, Whitney, Maria Halpin also accused Cleveland of trying violent ways to get her and child, to get her and the child out of the way to succeed in his life. Maria's brother-in-law did help her out, and Whitney received evidence stating Maria Halpin was paid $500 to give up her son. She was also not permitted to make any more demands on the father of the child. So Cleveland would also deny that he was the father. Maria would say that he is the father. Whenever asked if Cleveland was the father, Maria Halpin would state that he is, and after rumors existed of the father being Oscar Folsom, a friend of Cleveland, Maria would state, I never spoke a word to that man in my life.
Wait.
That's why they named the child Oscar Folsom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's disturbing. Oh, wow. No. Say that again. What did you say? Oh, speak louder. Oh my gosh, I can't believe. Well, that's actually pretty sad, though. That they named the child Oscar because his friend's name was Oscar. That's messed up.
She never found the child.
I don't have any friends, so I wouldn't know what that's
like. So if you were accused, you would have no one to say, yeah, that's the father. You'd just say, yeah, I'm the father.
Well, first off, I never forced myself on a woman. That's true. Thank you for creating that scenario. I can see how little you think of me now. But, continuing on. I'm just going to put it out there. I remember the first episode of this whole podcast thing. I was killing it. I was making great jokes. I was, you know...
It's only been six episodes.
I was hitting every note, you know. I was killing it. It was like I was at Coachella. I was Beyonce, and I was killing it. But now I feel like, you know, I've lost my ways. I don't know what jokes to make anymore. I feel like you need to get better stories, big guy.
You don't think this is an interesting story?
I mean, this is pretty scandalous.
Screw you. This is scandalous as hell.
First off, don't use that kind of language with me. You know how I feel about that kind
of... Wait a minute. Do you have a better story? Oh, too bad. So Maria Halpin had it secluded to a very hermit life, in the sense that she remained very private in New Rochelle, New York. She remarried and later passed away in 1947. In 1886, President Cleveland had married Frances Folsom. She was the daughter of his best friend. So sorry about that. She passed away in 1902. In 1886, President Cleveland had married Frances Folsom. She was the daughter of his best friend. She was only 21 years old. And they were the only couple yet to be married in the White House. Also, Frances was the nation's youngest first lady. I don't think you'd get any younger than that.
Yeah, geez.
Apparently, the son was adopted by Dr. King. That may or may not be true based on the articles and sources that I posted. Two of the sources did not state what family or who specifically adopted Oscar Folsom, but it was found out that he changed his name to James King Jr., and he became a gynecologist and had no children. He passed away in 1947, which is not that long ago when you think about that.
Wow, yeah, that is true.
So what's upsetting is that the legacy of President Cleveland remarked the incident as Halpin's, Maria's fault, or they even called Maria a prostitute. And there was just different ways to say Cleveland was a good man, but Maria Halpin was trying to take financial advantage of him. It's pretty sad that even years later, like even with Jennifer Flowers and Monica Lewinsky, and then even the allegations to our current president. I mean, I'm not trying to say with which political party is better or which president is better, but it's just upsetting that, you know, females had to go through this whole drama. I mean, she was raped. She was like, had sex unconsensually.
Yeah.
And she had a child.
Mm-hmm.
And she got nothing. And even worse, she got blamed for it.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I feel really sad now. Oh, what happened to her? Like, she escaped the mental asylum, then what happened?
I said she lived a secluded hermit life in the sense that she remained very private in New Rochelle, New York. She remarried and then later passed away in 1902.
At least she remarried. Maybe the guy was nice to her.
Yeah, hopefully, but I mean, it's just upsetting again. This guy won. He became president.
Yeah. Well, what did you think of dinner today? Did you like dinner? What?
Yeah, I did. Again, thank you for all those who are listening. And even for new listeners, please subscribe and follow on Spotify, or even follow our Insta page, Scandals of History. You guys are the best we got. Again, I don't even get paid to do this, but I love telling you guys these real-life stories. Like, these are real, scandalous events that happen in real life, real people. And it just says a legacy of what we miss out today, and we gotta learn from what we can learn from the past just so we can help ourselves in the future. That's what I always say. Scandals of History. Thank you, guys.